The Little Onion by L.L. Gates, a 191-second story. A little onion grew in a beautiful garden. Everything growing in the garden was happy, fresh, and beautiful, like the tomatoes, lettuce, turnips, cucumbers, and carrots. Everyone was happy except the little onion. There were other little onions growing in the garden, all growing together in a row. One by one, they were pulled up. Where did they go? I think they are being punished for making someone cry, thought Little Onion. Mr. Turnip had told him onions make people cry, and this made him sad. I don't want to make anyone cry, he thought. The Little Onion couldn't understand. He had grown in the same soil, the same sunshine. He drank the same water as all the other vegetables. What happened? Why did he make everyone cry? Oh, what is a little onion to do? I think no one will ever want me. Every day, Anna would come to the garden. Please, please, pick me, pick me. But not today. Today, she would only pass him by. The tomatoes were bright and red. Anna liked them. She would pick some every day. Look at the lettuce. It's so green and fresh, and the carrots have their green tops. I'm fresh, too. But still, the little onion didn't get picked. Day after day, he stayed in the dirt. Some days, the dirt turned to mud because a cloud would come over. See, I even make the clouds cry, he thought. What is a little onion to do? The little onion had a big heart and perked up every time Anna walked by. He would smile and try really hard to make her happy so she might see him and want to pick him. Then one day, Mr. Tomato spoke to the little onion. What's wrong, little onion? Why is your top looking so sad? Nobody likes me. They turn away and don't want to smell me. I must stink, said the little onion. No, said the tomato. Why, you are important in this garden. We can't be without you. Did you know that when they take one of us tomatoes and some lettuce, they always want an onion too? Why, said the little onion. That's because you are so valuable, more than any other vegetable in the garden. With you, they can make all sorts of things. You are delicious on a hamburger, on hot dogs, in soups and spaghetti. They can even make onion rings with you. They can't make those with a tomato or carrot or cucumber. Sometimes you are cooked, and other times you are used just the way you are, fresh from the garden. The reason you make people cry is your wonderful flavor. They are happy to put you in their salads, soups, and on burgers. You make everything special. So don't be sad, little onion, because you are one of the most important vegetables in our garden. You should be proud. Why was I told that I make people cry? Asked the little onion. You do make people cry, said Mr. Tomato. It's your wonderful flavor. They can't help but cry. You are perfect. Look, here comes Anna with her basket. Wait, she is reaching for me. Oh, I wonder what I'm going to be, the little onion said, smiling as he was put into her basket. Maybe onion rings.